Now he gives us his prophecy, verse 2. He says, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. Now in chapter 1, we have the judgment of Judah and Jerusalem. Here he says, and this is certainly strong language, I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. God says that I intend to judge, and when I do, I intend actually to scrape the land, just like a scraper, a dirt scraper, had been run over it. Just as you wipe out a dish, God says that's the way that I intend to judge them. Now he reinforces that statement in verse 3, and he says, I will consume man and beast. I will consume the fowls of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off man from the land, saith the Lord. Now, this is quite a judgment, by the way. They have a zoo over in Israel today. I have not seen it. I was told when I was there that it was somewhere up around the Sea of Galilee, and there is an effort being made to gather the animals that were in existence in Bible days and put them in these zoos, because obviously today, as the population increases, the same thing that will happen there has happened in our land. Certain species will become extinct, disappear. Well, God says that that's exactly what's going to happen when he judges that land. Many species, in fact, they'll all become extinct at that time. This is a very severe judgment, you see. Now, as we move on down here, we recognize that it actually, I think, covers more than just that land. It's worldwide devastation that's predicted here. And the book of Revelation confirms this and places the time as the Great Tribulation period. During that period, this earth will absolutely be denuded, and the judgments that come upon it. Because you see, it is right before God brings in the millennial kingdom and renews the earth. Now will you notice, he says here, I will consume man and beast. In other words, all living creatures are included in the judgment.